Oftentimes, people say the NFL is a business. The Chiefs look at all road games as simply business trips. In order to rebound from last week's game, the Chiefs will have to do just that. Board a plane, get their minds right, and get back to business in week two. Coming off of a loss in the home opener, the Chiefs have to head to Ralph Wilson Stadium to battle a Buffalo Bills team facing a similar situation. Reeling from a week one loss at the hands of division rivals the New York Jets, the Bills will be fighting to keep afloat in a relentless AFC East. The Chiefs would like nothing more than to add to the Bills' woes and recover from a loss to a high-octane Atlanta squad that they went punch for punch in the first half of last week's game, only to fall behind in the second half and were unable to recover. Winning and losing is part of business. Matt Castle and company have won and lost as long as they can remember. They realize that winning on the road is the key to keeping division title hopes alive, and they have proven that they can head into hostile territory and handle business under duress. As early as last year, in Indy, Oakland, Chicago, and Denver, the Chiefs managed to stay in the hunt to the very end, and those road victories were substantial. It will take a repeat performance to keep the Chiefs on track. Romeo and the Chiefs would like nothing more than to leave Buffalo on Sunday afternoon with a record of 500. In order to do that, they'll have to put pressure on Ryan Fitzpatrick. They'll have to slow down the Bills' rushing attack. They'll have to click on offense like they did in the first half this past Sunday. In other words, simply put, they'll have to get back to business.